Alan Depew, Tony Leodora, and we are joined by Jim Bromley. You've heard him here a little bit earlier in the show, but...
Alan, good to be here.
Always a pleasure, sir.
Enjoy it. What a great day for some golf.
It's a phenomenal day for some golf, and we were talking off air. What are some of the things that you found have been the positives, the negatives, the surprises since we've both gotten back into the swing of things?
Yeah, well, there are definitely some surprises. I mean, with the new rules that we had to put in place, the single cart rider rule was really, really helpful in pace of play. So now you're running most of your rounds in less than 4 hours, 3 hours and 45 minutes.
And speaking of surprises, how about the reaction from the players about it?
Well, players love it. I mean, even today, I mean, yesterday we go to yellow and we're allowed to put two bags on a cart, but we're going to keep it one bag on a cart, one cart per rider, and keep the pace of play. With the pool noodles that we have in the cups, the ball goes down below the top of the cup, but you don't ever have to touch the flag stick.
Right.
That's another thing that was just sucking up time. So the pace of play is so much better, and the spread, the people walk in and say, you know, we didn't see a single person out there. It was a very enjoyable round of golf.
Something to be said for that would
yes.
be, we actually talked last week when we were at Lulu about the single rider, and we talked a little further in depth. Do you think that you're going to see golf courses and golf operators going to a single rider?
Sure, going to take a look at it.
Yeah. I think it's definitely going to get consideration.
It's a better way. I mean, it's just like, you know, over in Scotland, if you go play and you have a single caddy for every bag, everybody moves around the golf course much faster. So that's a piece of it.
Right.
Yeah, I talked about it briefly with Joey Poole, head pro at Bluebell, and same thing. He said he thinks that's the wave of the future. Yeah, really, really a good thing. How about surprises in terms of the number of new or golfers who maybe put their clubs away for 10 years who have come out of the closet,
so to speak? We're seeing lots of guys that said, well, I haven't really played a lot in the last 4 or 5 years. And, you know, they have kids that were playing all kind of sports. All the sports are shut down. So now all of a sudden you have these adults that have time to play that haven't had the time for the last number of years. And people working at home, they don't have a commute, so it's less time to get home. Now they have some time to come out at 4 o'clock and play. And 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you can still play around in 3 hours and 50 minutes.
Or they don't have a boss who will catch them sneaking out to play golf.
Right, right.
And they're bringing the kids with them.
Yeah.
Which is a great sign.
It's great to see the junior golfers out.
Right.
I've often said that for years. You know, somebody will say, oh, I'm just getting my kid into golf. I say, well, that's a really, really good idea, because 25 years from now in your golf career, you're going to look back and you're going to say, the best times I've ever had were playing golf with my kid.
It's one of the more enjoyable things. Anytime you see a kid in any sport do well. But golf is a special game because there's an etiquette that you have to have. There's a way that you need to act. And it carries you a lot further in the rest of the world and in the business world as well, is to be able to handle those situations.
How about in terms of wear and tear on the golf course? Is there a more wear and tear with the four carts out there than...
You know, there's a few places that you see a little bit, but we've been very fortunate here. We've probably put down a number of yards of cart paths this year.
Paved cart paths,
which are really, really helpful.
Newsflash, folks. Ravensclaw now with some added paved cart paths to go around for the comfort of the golfer.
Oh, for all of us. Even when riding around the golf course, it just makes it a lot better with a smoother ride and just looks a little more professional.
Yeah.
And then last night, opening of the restaurant.
Yeah, very fortunate at Ravensclaw. We have large amount of outdoor seating. We can handle well over 60 people. And even with the thunder shower that came through, we had a pretty full deck full of people that are happy to get out and have a drink with their friends and have a sandwich or two.
Yeah. And I guess these restaurants, they've been trying to round up every possible table that they can put outside. And you made a comment that there's not a tent that is available to be rented anywhere.
Yep. There's some new things with the coronavirus. I mean, for golf, you can't rent a golf cart anywhere. You can't buy a carry bag. You can't find a pull cart. And you can't find a tent if you want to put an extra table or two under it for your restaurant. So all new things.
Surprises in demand. Who saw this coming? You know, there's always somebody that profits from every kind of situation.
The uniqueness of 2020.
Yeah, really. Really. Yeah, you never know where it's going to happen. I talked to a friend this week, you know, I mean, not to make light of the situation, but his son, you know, struggled for a while and was a psychology major and did some social work, these kind of things, and then finally got into drug and alcohol rehabilitation and opened his own practice of counseling. He is doing a landmine business right now with drug and alcohol counseling through this whole COVID thing. Again, not to make light of the situation those people are in, but you know, here's a case of a silver lining in the cloud. This kid's got a business that's going crazy right now.
Sure, and even when Governor Wolf opened the golf courses, they thought it would be a very healthy thing for the population to be able to get some exercise, get some relief from watching the TV, and.
Wait, no, we thought it would be a healthy thing. He didn't think anything. He tried to keep it closed the whole time. I'm not letting him off the hook. I'm still mad about this whole thing and how long he kept everybody shut up. So we got the right pronoun there. We, not him. All right. All right. With that, and one last thing to take us into the next segment. You were supposed to be very, very busy this week with a major event that a lot of people worked a long time. The International Network of Golf Conference was coming to Valley Forge, and you were going to host them 2 days here.
2 days at Ravensclaw, yeah.
Silver lining in that cloud, the final day for their big golf tournament in the afternoon would have been Wednesday when that horrific storm hit here.
And that was quite a storm.
And that would have been a mess with that national people from all over the country here.